Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, May 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of leadership and management news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Tim Giuliano joins PPAC Private Bank and Trust. Tim Giuliano has joined PPAC Private Bank and Trust as a senior managing director in the commercial banking division at the Melville, New York location. With over 37 years of experience, Tim will lead a team of relationship managers to grow the bank's presence on Long Island. Previously at Flagstar Bank, Tim managed a portfolio of over 50 relationships totaling $440 million in deposits and $350 million in credit commitments. He brings extensive leadership experience from roles at Dime Community Bank, Sterling National Bank, and Capital One Bank. Tim holds a Bachelor of Arts in Economics from the State University of New York, Stony Brook. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the parent company, has total assets of $7.1 billion and offers client-centric banking solutions through PPAC Private Bank and Trust.
EHC transitions to employee ownership. EHC Inc., a trailblazer in the construction industry, has announced its transition to an Employee Stock Ownership Plan, ESOP, marking a significant milestone in the company's journey. Since its founding in 1990 by Jeff Hunt, EHC's growth has been driven by a commitment to rewarding dedication and leadership. The ESOP now offers every EHC employee the opportunity to become an owner, honoring the company's history of sharing success with its team. With Tony Hamilton as president and Shane Graves as vice president of operations, EHC's future looks brighter than ever. The ESOP empowers employees, strengthens the company's culture, and ensures that everyone shares in the rewards of continued growth and success.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.